there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
If you're thinking, I should go for a run today, but it looks like it could rain, Sierra says save on epic rain jackets. If you're also thinking, but I can't go out in these beat up old running shoes, Sierra says save on top brand running shoes. And if you're still thinking, but I'm also busy performing brain surgery, well then we say, you really should have led with that. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now, go.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. My passenger today is pop royalty. He's one of the biggest pop stars on planet Earth. And his band Duran Duran have a critically acclaimed album, Future Past, which is out now and is flying high in the charts. He's also flying high with Alan Eyre today. It's Simon Le Bon. This is the final boarding call for Simon Le Bon. Simon Le Bon, this is your final boarding call. Simon the Good. Simon the Good. Simon the... Oh, sorry, Simon Le Bon. Can you make your way to the check-in, please? Thank you. Look who we've got on board, Simon Le Bon. Hello, Simon.
Hi, Alan. How are you doing?
Why have you chosen Alan Eyre? Is it because of the great service you get here?
I just like the name, actually. You know, I'm sick of virgins.
I ain't no virgin.
No.
So what kind of a traveller are you? Why do you go away? Do you go away for culture? Do you go away to have a bit of a relaxing time? What?
Well, firstly, I would say, number one, I travel for work.
Yeah.
A lot of work. We've travelled a lot of... We've done a lot of miles. We've done a lot of miles in the air. We've done a lot of miles on the road.
Yeah.
Some by rail. I've done a lot of miles by sea, actually, but that wasn't for work.
Well, what do you
sea
mean?
Sea miles.
Sea miles? Yeah, what do you mean? Are you a bit of a sailor?
I'm a sailor. I've done a round-the-world race.
Wow.
I did the round-the-world sailing race in 1985, 86. I didn't do the whole circumnavigation. I got on the boat in Auckland. And my first leg was a 7 week, 6 to 7, 6.5 week leg between Auckland all the way down through the South Pacific, round Cape Horn and up to Uruguay. That was my first leg.
But isn't it lonely on that boat? Well, did you get scurvy?
Wait a minute. I'm not talking about single-handed sailing here.
No, okay.
I'm talking about going with a crew.
A proper crew.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean... It's boring, actually.
There are
moments of great activity when you've got to run up, you've got to make a sail change, or there's something going wrong, you've got to do something. You know, the boat got knocked over at one point by the wind, and we were sort of on our side for an hour, and I'm walking around inside the boat with water up to my waist.
That's my idea of hell.
It's frightening. But I mean, like I said, there are moments of extreme activity, and then there are moments when it's just nothing happens for about 4 or 5 days, and you're just sitting there on a wet sail bag on the side of the boat, just kind of talking rubbish with your crew members, you know, smoking too much, and getting into the stars at night. Actually,
yeah.
Because that's the
so
one.
So nothing
thing.
Like the Rio video where you're there on the front singing along. You got
with a girl in makeup,
not that at all.
No, not quite like that. No.
Oh my God. Well, listen. Can we talk about your critically acclaimed new album?
Yes, please.
Future Past. I mean, You must be absolutely loving it. I mean, the reviews are out of this world.
I don't let myself read the good reviews because I think if you read the good ones, you've got to read the bad ones as well.
Oh, come on. So, you can let yourself have a good review, my love. Of course you can. You must be buzzing because it was through lockdown, weren't it, that you did it?
We started in November of 2018.
Yeah.
It's been a long project.
Yeah.
And we were kind of getting close to it, we thought, in January of 2020. So that's what, 15, 16 months we've been working on it.
Yeah.
And then COVID happened and everything stopped. The whole band stopped. Errol Alkan, our wonderful producer.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an incredible producer. I mean, he's one of the producers. We also had, well, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, he said, well, I'm not coming in. And we went, oh, well, if you're not coming in, we're not coming in.
Would you like anything from the hot trolley, Mr. Le Bon? Three paninis? You must be hungry like a wolf. It sounds fresh. There's so much energy, and that's what I'm finding weird now about people during lockdown, because you should be lethargic. Mm. You should feel like, oh, what's the point? But boy, does it have a punch. I read one review. They said it's their most melodramatic record.
Mm.
And it is, isn't it?
Well, there
it?
Is.
It's got lots of flair and drama there, yeah, and well, I love it.
I mean, we mentioned the song Wing, which is the Mark Ronson track.
Yeah.
I mean, that is pure melodrama.
Oh,
it's
my
about,
God,
it's
yes.
about self-loathing.
Even I was flouncing around. I know that's hard to believe.
Self-loathing, but a kind of, but a huge dollop of optimism, thinking maybe I can get out of this.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the line, and I put it, I pray to consequence for a better man to be in my head. I mean, that is the most melodramatic line I've ever written. Oh, woe is me.
And we've got to talk about you working with Alison Jackson. Now, she is mad as a box of frogs. How
Absolutely.
Did that even happen?
Well, Nick, I think Nick had the idea. He suddenly thought, nobody's done this. He was so excited about the idea of having a party with celebrity lookalikes.
Yeah.
That
for those
thought,
who don't
how
know,
come?
She did this coffee table book. That's how I got into her.
Right.
And there's Elton John on the toilet. There's Madonna. There's Princess Diana Camilla.
My favourite one is the Queen doing the hurdles. the Queen doing the hurdles in a full white evening gown with a blue satin sash. And she's winning. Actually, so the Queen in our video, she wins.
Yeah,
she
yeah,
wins
yeah,
that. She wins that game of poker.
Her,
absolutely,
yeah.
With five queens.
What was it like doing the video? Was it weird?
Was it
surreal?
Well, it was because you'd be doing double takes the whole time, and we didn't see the whole lineup of all the lookalikes.
Yeah, yeah.
We only saw them when we were on set with them. So
yeah.
I mean, in fact, I didn't even know there was a Vladimir Putin in the video until I watched the video. He's magnificent. He really is.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm doing double takes, and there's one the girl who is. I actually looked down next to me. This girl came on. I thought, oh my God, that actually is Jennifer Lopez, isn't it? She's so good.
Yeah.
She's such a good lookalike. I thought, no, don't be silly.
Because you are friends with,
yeah,
I'm assuming you must be friends with a lot of people. So
lot
you have to
people.
Be, you can't, you've got to be a bit careful, haven't you?
Well, you know, we didn't want to upset anybody.
No. It's
we
good
didn't,
fun.
We didn't
it's
want
good
to, we wanted to be respectful and wanted to, it was a celebration as well. I mean, the song is not about, being mean to anybody.
No.
Or even taking the piss, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Everything is just, I think it's just funny.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I was, the giant blow up penis. I was
holes.
Well,
yeah.
Now funny, you see, I'd seen that in Rushes and I thought, oh my God, what's that doing in there? Just like, because it was sort of, it's one of those things that people played with, but it all looked a bit wrong, except when Elton did that thing, and it was so funny because Daniel Craig points a revolver at him and Elton just points a giant cock back at Daniel Craig. It was genius. Absolutely genius.
Yeah.
Very good fun.
even like going back to like A View to a Kill, you know, remember Bon, Simon Le Bon. You do bring the humour. I mean, because you are cheeky, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I did the, with the anniversary video, it was quite a challenge meeting my younger self.
Yes, because you meet, yes. Yeah.
And well, I mean, there was a real
of your younger Simon.
Well, I thought at first, I thought he looks nothing like me. I was much better looking. I thought I am. I was much better looking than that. Bloody hell! And then, as soon as he started lip syncing, as soon as he got on the microphone and actually started singing, he kind of transformed. It was extraordinary. It's extraordinary how much that act does to bring somebody into focus as who they're trying to be. You know.
And you must be touring the album. Next year you're touring, aren't
well,
you?
Well, we've got so far there's one big confirmed show in the UK next year, which is Hyde Park. Wow. I think the date is July the 11th. It's Hyde Park, British Summertime. It's a Sunday. We've got, on the same bill as us, we've got Grace Jones and Chic with Nile Rodgers.
Wow, wow.
So it's a massive party night.
Yes, yes. Every year I've gone to Hyde Park.
It's great, isn't it?
And it's
great.
The best atmosphere going, yeah. I've seen Barbara Streisand there, Paul Simon, yeah, and Celine Dion and
the
stuff.
Stones.
The Stones.
The Stones.
Yeah.
This is your captain speaking. If you look out to your left, you'll have a view of the beach. If you look out to the right, you'll have a view to a kill.
Okay, this is like a travel podcast. Mm. Tell me where do you really love going?
The sea.
The sea. Back to the sea, even though you were bored shitless on that boat.
Huge, I love... Well, yes, and yeah, I haven't even told you about the one with the time when we're doing the Fastnet race, when the boat turned over and I was trapped inside an air pocket for an hour.
Like Saran Jones in Vigil.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
Where she's stuck in that torpedo thing.
Yes. That was the best bit of Vigil, wasn't it?
Yeah, it kind of in the middle.
I know about the middle, but after that, I think it just went...
Fizzled. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fizzled
but hey,
out.
Let's get back to your air anyway, pocket. Yeah. Oh, so my was in, God, was what went through your mind?
I was in a slightly... my life flashed before my eyes. As I was... Not so much when I was in the air packet pocket, but when I... As I swam out of the boat, we got a diver came down and everything. I was wearing this pair of Mustone Hide long johns to keep my legs warm. And as I came past the upturned stanchion post, the waistband caught on the post. And so I went up to... I'm swimming up to the surface, and I stopped about 2 foot short of the surface. I'd been swimming for about 30 seconds by that time. I really wanted to breathe, and that's when my family and my loved ones flashed in front of my face. I thought, I want to see you again. The only way that's going to happen is if you go down and you take off your pants. So don't breathe. Get yourself upside down, go down and pull those pants off. And I did that, and I came up. And so, interestingly, on all the footage of the drum, it's called the Drum Rescue, 1985 Fastnet Race. You'll see on the upturned hull of the boat, there's one guy in underpants. That's me.
Hello, this is your captain speaking. There's a man overboard. Simon? Simon? Simon?
I love that story because halfway through I got quite emotional and then I got quite aroused when you took your pants off.
All right, excellent.
And what more can you ask?
Glad to know I can still do it.
What more do you want in an anecdote? Tears and... Anyway, move on. Now, listen, is there anywhere in the world that hasn't taken to Duran Duran? Because we had Tom Jones on here, Rufus Wainwright and Robbie. I always ask them, where is the place that's never gotten you? Like, why the fuck haven't you been to Duran Duran?
There are places. There are
Tell
places.
Me who.
And we've struggled in some places. Weirdly, we've always struggled in France. And my name's Le Bon. It's French, you know.
Yeah, Simon the Good.
I know, really. And they struggled in France. They don't, they've very much got their own kind of music, you know, sort of from Serge Gainsbourg to who, amazing, by the way. If there's anybody I would have loved to collaborate with, it's Serge.
Have you seen that footage of him with Whitney Houston?
I've not seen it.
Oh, on YouTube, I want to fuck you.
Oh, really?
He's so pissed.
He says that to her. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, I have seen that.
Yeah, I want to fuck you. And she's like, ha, 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 said, I want to fuck you.
France
Weirdly have not taken us. Johnny Halliday, they love, you know, Eddie Mitchell. Eddie Mitchell bought me a bottle of champagne once in a restaurant. We're at this fantastic restaurant. There's a club. I don't know if you ever knew it. There's a club on Rue de Bourg-l'Abbé called Les Bains Douches. It became Les Bains. And in the 80s and 90s, it was the club in Paris. It was the club. And in fact, the guy who ran it, he was actually married to Christy McMenemy. You know, I said I like the sea, but there are some places, and I love cruising on a sailing boat.
Yeah.
I just love that. I love being that, I mean, this is going to sound a bit disgusting, but being sucked along by the wind. it's just with the only noise is the wind whooshing past you, and your kids going, "Oh, Dad, when are we going to get to the club?" but no, I.
Do you reckon you're a bit of an old sea dog?
Definitely.
Could you see yourself as a pirate in yesteryear?
Oh, I don't know about pirate. No, I'm a good boy. I'm a good boy. Okay. I once went to this MTV thing. They said, "Are you a good boy? Or are you bad?" I said, "I'm bad." And they went, "No, you're a good boy. You're good boy or badass? I'm fucking good. I'm a nice boy. I'm a nice boy. I'm a nice middle class boy from Pinner. My mother brought me up very well. But there are places which are incredible places to cruise.
Yeah, I've heard about boats. That.
So I would say that.
I love a bit of cruising. I find the heat is lovely this time of year.
Really?
Now listen, tell us your most decadent hotel that you've ever stayed in. Ooh. I always use this. Ooh. Robbie told us of a place in Geneva, and my listeners are going to be so bored.
Geneva.
And the jacuzzi came out the roof.
Oh, really?
And you had a 360 degrees. Dick Grimshaw was on a beach that was it marble? They shaved marble. They made a beach out of gold. Yes.
That sounds a bit far-fetched.
I think he's lying.
There is a beach in... Hang on. There's a beach on the island of Testigos, which is in the Caribbean, that is like marble. It's so white. It's the colour. It's got that bluey-grey white look to it. The
nice.
Sand is that colour. I think it's the island of Testigos. I've sailed down there. The most decadent hotel.
I mean, where you've been blown.
Probably
away.
We stayed in the Bevlegari Hotel. It'll always be Bevlegari to me. Because that's how they spell it. My daughter, I said, my daughter once got this shopping bag that Yaz came, you know, Yaz brought a scarf back with. And she looked at me and said, Bevlegari? Bevlegari? Like, how can they call themselves that? It's ridiculous. So in our house, it's Bevlegari. And I always said the Bevlegari Hotel in the Gold Coast up by, up near Brisbane.
Nice.
In Australia. That was extraordinary. All the things were designed by Bevlegari. It was it was pretty good. I had a good room party there. I'd got a new guitar and I just entertained all these beautiful surfer babes.
Oh, lovely.
Male and female. And that was the end of it, and then they went home.
Yeah. Okay.
They did.
Do you like Australia?
I do. I love Australia. I mean, I love Australian people.
They're great, aren't
they? They're funny. They have a deeply ingrained sense of humour. It's ingrained in the language.
Yeah. I like the way they stick O at the end of everything.
Oh, right.
You know her down there with the short hair and the flat shoes? She's a lezzo. and Botlo. Everything's got an O at the end, isn't it? I love it.
If you go to Japan, it's really worth going. It's really lovely in winter.
Yeah, yeah. I've only been to Tokyo, so I want to definitely travel.
Yeah, I've never been to the top island. It's Honshu is the big island, isn't it? And then Hokkaido is the northern one, and Kyushu is the southern one. In Aomori Province, which is a little, it's quite close to Fukushima.
Oh,
the water's
God.
Very hot there.
I bet.
There's one onsen I went to up a mountain. An onsen is like a Japanese hot spring, yeah. Natural hot spring. And they go back to the 16th century. They've been there for so long. And some of them are that old as well.
Yeah, yeah.
This wasn't that old. And you sit in this wooden bath, which is all filled from this geothermally heated water.
Oh, wow.
Very, very, very hot. And outside, the snow is falling and there's a there's a waterfall coming down.
Oh.
It's a wonderful place to go skiing and to have hot baths. I'm not very much good at skiing, but I'm very good at hot baths.
Oh, I'd like a nice hot bath.
Hello, I'd like to introduce myself. I am your cabin crew today. My name is Rio. That's Rio, R-I-O, Rio, and I will be dancing in the aisle.
Do you ever complain?
I do.
What gets you go? What makes Simon Le Bon kick off?
I complain when it's going to get me a result.
Oh, tactical.
Otherwise, it's just wasted energy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Will
you demand an upgrade? Yeah. I'm Simon Le Bon.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't use the I'm Simon Le Bon. I just say, look, I've got this. You know, when you go into a room, and if you're on tour, you've got quite a lot of baggage with you. I usually take two suitcases. Two matching Rimowa suitcases.
Oh, hello.
I really like the... I like the ones, I did like the Seltzer Air. They don't make them anymore. They do split though. But the new ones are fantastic. Anyway, I take two suitcases and I need four luggage racks to put them on. And I need enough space in the room to open them both, because they open like clamshells.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's quite a lot of space. So I can't stand these rooms that they're beautifully done. They're all really modern, sort of furniture and great design, but there isn't enough room to open your suitcase.
Your clam case.
I can't stand that.
Oh, you can't.
I like space.
Yeah.
I do like space.
I'm afraid, Mr. Le Bon, your clam is oversized and will have to go in the hold.
What gets you goat? Do you hate like smoky rooms? I hate that. But
we can smell smoke.
Yeah, I hate all that shit.
I don't like that. I mean, sometimes when I see that they've got a kettle and biscuits in the room, I always think, I'm not sure about this.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those signs.
Like a biscuit,
it's just
a kettle.
one of those kind of signs that it's kind of they expect you to do. Oh no, an ironing board in the wardrobe.
Oh, that's
an
weird.
Iron and an
that's
ironing board
weird.
In the wardrobe. Am I going to do my own ironing? Excuse me. Really?
You can't.
I mean, it's like.
You can't throw out the ironing board because you don't want to iron.
What else gets my goat in a hotel?
Have you heard the rumour that they piss in the kettle?
What?
They say don't have a cup of tea because people piss in the kettle.
Really?
Did you hear that?
I know, but you can. I mean, one can wash the kettle out.
All right, God, you turned on a sixpence. One minute you throw in the bloody ironing
board. No, I don't like.
Out,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can make my own tea. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think no. What I really don't like is room service when they add on all these charges. There's a delivery charge. There's a service charge.
Yeah.
And you get your soup, and it's about two teaspoonfuls of soup.
I know.
It's just I'm living on this stuff. I've actually got to go on stage tonight and work. I mean,
yeah.
This is my.
You need energy.
This is my.
You need energy.
Yeah.
You said you're obviously your boy from Pinner. Where did you go on holiday as a kid?
Mostly down to Poole. My grandmother had a house on the Canford Heath housing estate near Oakdale.
Yeah.
And we went down there every weekend, every half term holiday, every Easter holiday, every summer holiday. And the only one we didn't go down for was Christmas holiday.
Yeah.
I got to know it really well. I loved the area. And of course, Sandbanks was our beach.
Oh, God. Well,
so we'd drive down past Lilliput around the bay. And then you get down to the bottom. There's a big Forte's cafe on the right hand side.
Yeah.
Go past that, drive up the road, which takes you eventually to the Haven ferry, the ferry across
I've been on that ferry.
To Shell Bay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you go up the hill, and just the top of the hill, there's a little path on the left-hand side called the Midway Path, and we'd always park as close as we could to that. Now, we used to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning just so my mum could drive our little yellow Mini
Oh, wow.
And park right next to the midway path. If you could get the first parking space next to that path, that was like your day was made.
It's like winning the lottery.
We also made friends with down at the end. No, we go down to the midway path and we turn right and walk towards the Haven Hotel. Right near the Haven Hotel was Gracie Fields' old house. It was the last house before the Haven. Yeah. And we made friends with the gardener and the housekeeper there. And they would put out a blanket and with spades and buckets on them to mark our spot on the beach outside their place. It was so nice. Oh. They were wonderful, wonderful people. Franco was his name. He's an Italian guy. Really, really nice Italian guy. He reminded me of a little bit of Dirk Bogarde in The Spanish Gardener.
Oh, right.
Do you know that film?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love that film.
Where do you go for sexy time? Where's a romantic place, a sexy place? You know, is it Paris? Is it Rome?
Well,
where do you go?
I think Clifton beats.
Oh,
it takes a lot of
yes,
beating.
Yes.
English yes. country home.
Mm.
Very sexy. Yeah. However, I think Clifton, they've tried to make it a bit kind of more, what shall I say? There's a lot of backpackers in there. It's sort of, I think they've made it more egalitarian and opened it up more. It's because it's National Trust.
Yeah,
it used to be very, very posh and used to have to kind of, feel that you used to have to put on a jacket to go down and eat in the evening, definitely.
Can I say something? Last time I was in Clifton, a woman was being sick in an ice bucket. I don't want to see that. That's the kind of shit I end up doing. I don't want to see other people doing it.
I love Clifton. It's the most beautiful place, but I do think they could work hard, a little bit harder at bringing it up.
There's nothing wrong. Put on a jacket. You take your Crocs off and put a normal pair of shoes on. Do you get the cute little cottage down by the river? I bet you do that.
No, I've never had that. That's the Stephen.
Yeah, and Christine Keeler, the Profumo affair.
Yes. No, I've never been there. I mean, I've seen it.
I've walked past there. Yeah, I've done the same. But I've never ever hide it. But apparently that is the party place.
Right. I'll tell you a place that feels very sexy. I didn't have sex in it. I didn't have anybody there to have sex with.
Oh.
But just before the last... We did this show recently called Global Citizen. And we did it... It was at the mobile phone, that building they call the mobile phone. Sky Lounge at the top of that building is where we recorded our Global Citizen performance. And we had day rooms at, I think, at the Park Hyatt right by Tower Bridge.
Yeah.
Right by the Tower of London. That is a sexy hotel.
Park Hyatt?
Yeah. There are a lot of sexy hotels in town. I like real luxe. I find that very sexy.
I mean, in LA, they have sexy hotels. Is it where's that Sunset Marquis?
Sunset Marquis.
You feel sexy.
I've been going to the Sunset Marquis for nearly 40 years. When I first went there, it was not quite so high rent. It was much lower rent. You used to be able to order substances on room service if you knew the right people to ask.
Yes.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, it is a party
and
place.
And we did.
Good for you.
And we partied.
Good for you.
We lived the 80s and then one more time round.
Why not?
Things changed when I got married.
Of course. Okay, let's fast forward.
Yes.
You're 100 years old.
Yes, I know.
You've got all your faculties, everything. Where do you want to be? Where do you want to be sitting in that rocking chair? What's the best view you want to be? You've got your family around you. 100 years old.
That little town in Italy on the water. It's very
Portofino.
I went there for the first time this year. I'd like to go there, but I'd like to get rid of all the tourists.
Yes.
Right?
Euphonise them.
Yes, absolutely. if I'm going to go, they can go too. But just before me.
Yeah. And do you like it?
I had never been to Portofino before. I love Italy. I absolutely love Italy. But the thing about Italy is because we were so massive there, you couldn't leave your room. I'm so, in the 80s and the 90s,
yeah,
even the early
2000s,
yeah,
it was still absolutely crazy. We would have, there would be, you know, probably 50 or 60 people hanging outside the hotels.
Yeah, yeah.
Waiting for us.
Yeah.
To all citizens of Portofino, Simon Le Bon is 3 minutes away. You have 3 minutes to evacuate. Please evacuate now. This is your last call. Thank you.
I would like to be by the water.
Do you reckon you'll ever go on a boat again?
Yeah, of course. I've got it planned already.
All right, don't look at me like that. I'm just asking. I mean,
do you mean when am I still 100?
No. I'm just thinking now. I mean, listen, I'm still shitting myself about you stuck in that air pocket. Yeah, I wouldn't go near a fucking boat again. But you still want to do it? Isn't it funny?
I love
Where are you going to go though?
Well, I go racing every summer.
Yeah.
And in fact, I go down to the south of France in October. Mm. There's this regatta called Le Voile de Saint-Tropez, and I always, it's a classic boat race. So you're sailing around in these old wooden boats with varnish and canvas coloured sails, although they're made out of Dacron. It's beautiful to see all these boats on the water. Oh, and nice. I've got a very good friend who's got a boat, and I'm part of his crew. I'm actually part of the crew, and I go down every year. And so I do like that area, actually, the south of France.
That's nice. And all big the wineries. Fan. Oh, my God. Know, go around the I know, vineyards, I know. The rosé. Have you brought out a rosé? Why don't you bring out a wine?
I was thinking of buying something a bit more kind of sort of red and Côte de Rhône, actually.
Ooh.
There's a fantastic Château Neuf-du-Pape. It's called Reine de Bois, which means King of the Woods. But that's Château Morderay, which sounds terrible, doesn't it? Sounds like something from Tolkien. We get our wine from Chateau Mordoray. It has this really weird effect on us.
The vineyards in Middle Earth.
I can
see you opening a vineyard.
I'd love to do that, actually.
Why don't you do it?
Yeah, I've talked to Yaz about it before, and we've both loved to just up sticks and go to France.
Nice. And okay, before we land, I've got a quick fire quiz. But can I just ask you, is there a place you really don't like that you've been disappointed with? And I know you don't want to piss off any
I know,
of your fans
it's hard.
And stuff.
Well,
but...
I mean, there are those kind of... There are those... I went to St. Martin in the Caribbean. And there's two sides to that island. There's the Dutch side and there's the... French side, but actually it's more like there's the American side and there's the French side. And the American side, they've built all these enormous Vegas type hotels, and it's like that, but it's not as cool as that. Vegas has got something that's quite cool about
it's
got a little charisma that is because it's unique. Although I feel really I don't want to give all my hard-earned cash to somebody wearing a bow tie. I still feel that there's a real magic in Las Vegas, but they try to replicate it on this beach, and it's just you know, you could, it's the smell of the food, you can't get away from it, even when you're on the beach, smell of food frying.
Yeah, the thing about Vegas though, I just think because of its location, when you're on a plane and you see it all lit up in the desert. It's really magical.
It is.
And you know, I'm going to have a good time there.
Ladies and gentlemen, please fasten your seatbelts. We are now about to make our descent into Saint-Tropez. Thank you very much.
Now, listen, we are about to land and we've got the quick fire. This is
quick fire. Yes, yes.
Mojito or mint tea?
Oh, mint tea.
You surprise me, don't
no,
you?
No, I love mojitos. I don't like mojitos. It's too sweet.
Oh, okay.
Well, if it was Pisco Sour or mint tea, we'd have a different answer.
Oh, well, I'm afraid I cannot veer away from what I've got on my
Fresh mint. It's got to be fresh mint.
Of course. Nudist or not on your Nelly? I bet you love skinny dipping. Yeah. You've got a twinkle.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, when you're a bit drunk or when you're sober.
Definitely. Then there's nobody else around.
Full English or full moon party?
Ooh, that's a tricky one.
It's a good
one.
Question, isn't
it? I think I've got to go for the full moon party, actually.
Yeah. First aid kit or first aid ship? Do you take, do you have insurance? Do you take your Mozzie Guard and all that? Or do you think, fuck it?
Yasmin does all that stuff.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yasmin does all that stuff. She's very good. Yeah, she brings the repellent and the Dioralite.
Oh, you got a good one there, love.
Yeah, but I also heard that I had a very good one from Sandy Toksvig. She takes Angostura bitters and always puts that in her water when she drinks it. And she said that the rest of the film crew always laugh at her, but they're the ones who are always sick.
Wow, that's a good tip.
It's a purifier. It's a very good water purifier. Just a couple of drops.
You see, not only is this podcast entertaining, it's educational. And the last one, tip 'em or fuck 'em. Are you one of those people? Now, when I asked Tom Jones, he went, he fucks 'em, then tips 'em. And what I meant was, I said, if you have good service, do you tip 'em? Or do you think, I'll never see you again, you just bugger off?
I like tipping.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm a tipper, yeah. I used not to be. I used to be such a skinflint. But Yaz's comes from an Iranian, you know, she's half Iranian. And they're very generous and in all manner of life, particularly hospitable. They always invite you for food. They're always fighting to pay the bill and they always tip well.
Yeah, yeah.
And I learned from that. So I tend to over tip. I like to do those embarrassingly large tips. They're my favourites.
Well, we've just landed. Thank you so much, Simon.
Can we just take off again?
Do you want to take off again? Tyler, put your foot down. We can circle. We can circle, Heathrow. Oh, have you had a good time?
I've really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
It's been so good. Thank you. Thank you.
We have now landed in Saint-Tropez. Please make sure you take all your clams from the cabin. Thank you. My name is Rio.
Thank you, Simon, so much. It was wonderful having you on board. Please check out Duran Duran's critically acclaimed new album, Future Past. It is absolutely brilliant. And also, if you'd like to see them live, they're in Hyde Park next year at British Summertime. And also, why not check out Simon's show, Whoosh, on Sirius FM. Bye.